The phone started ringing from my best friend, who's also 40, and she said, you've got to do it. And then a couple of my friends were saying, we all were messaging WhatsApp. A WhatsApp group was put straight into place, and we started on working on logo, branding, marketing to get Gary there.
I know your birthday's in November, but have you got any ideas on where it will be held?
Yeah, I've been arranging this since October last year. So I attended a few Beth 40ths last year, and the one particular literally sent the standard in terms of what I need to achieve. So back in October, I started looking at venues, and it was going to be massive anyway. So if you think wedding, my 40th is equivalent to a wedding because I'm never going to get married, and Gary's just literally added that something special.
You are a massive Gary Barlow fan, and this kind of goes to show. I mean, just walking into your home, you've got a cardboard cutout of Gary Barlow.
Yeah, everyone needs Gary in their life. I've been a fan since November 1990, when I seen Gary when I was a young teenager in his cod pieces, performing at the under 18s club, followed him all throughout, including his solo career, and when he had that little bit of a dip, and then when the reunions came, and this last year's tour, I went to 21 dates of 37 shows.
What is it about him that, you know, what's the appeal?
He's got a wicked sense of humour. I've met him numerous times and his sense of humour is just completely dry. He'll do anything for the fans. He's really talented, whether it's songwriting, producing. His girls' musical, what he wrote the music for with Tim Firth, was amazing. I went to 10 of those last year. He's also done Vine in Neverland. He's obviously got his OBE. But everything he touches just turns to gold.